Today's episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your trial shave set today at harrys.com/cag. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 552. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who's got some brand new hardware, Wombat.
I've got all the hardwares.
The hardest wares.
The hardest wares.
What about your software? Is it really soft?
When you're like me, you don't have any softwares.
Everything is hard.
Everything is hard. Including the belly. Mostly the belly.
I've heard that's what most people call is a good hard belly.
Yep. That's what the ladies are looking for. Like, ooh, that's some hard belly you got there. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Well, like a dad bod would be a hard belly. Like, yeah. Pretty much. But it's not that hard.
Fortunately, I look like I ate a few dad bods. So, dad bods, tasty.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be that kind of show.
Well, Shipwreck is back to save us for moments like these, where Wombat starts talking about his belly. Thank you.
I went to Disney World.
How was it?
It was great. We had 7 days at Disney.
That's a lot.
For a while, we were averaging meeting 12 characters a day.
Was it like super crowded this time of year?
Yeah. Okay. But not like, it's big enough and there's enough parks that it never feels like overwhelmingly crowded. Like you can still move, except for we were there for like the first day that Toy Story Land opened.
I saw that. Did you time that on purpose?
Yeah. I mean, that's not like what we planned our trip around, no. But we timed up being at that park on that day on purpose.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you had 7 days is a long time. Was it all Disney or was there other parks?
Well, it was Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom and Epcot and Hollywood.
Kingdom.
Yep.
Hollywood Kingdom.
Hollywood Kingdom.
I had to think about the names there for a second. I just now realized there was two different kingdoms.
And what ride was the number one ride for Shipwreck?
Everest was pretty good.
It's a good ride in Animal Kingdom. I've been on it.
Yeah, it's good. The rides at Disney, like, I grew up basically living inside King's Island.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the rides at Disney are not the same thrill level, I would say. Like, the theming level is much, much better than King's Island. But just for, like, roller coaster-wise.
No, they're a little tamer. Yeah.
I also liked the Frozen ride because it broke down halfway through and we had to get helped out of the boats and walk back through the ride.
Now, do they give you anything for your trouble when something like that happens?
Yes, which was great, actually. They gave us a fast pass for anything in any park, basically.
Ooh.
So not going to be able to ride Snow White's mine car roller coaster, but that made it so we could.
That opened my last time I was at Disney. I've been on it once. It wasn't bad.
That's a fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
No, the kids had a great time. Gretchen planned the crap out of the trip.
Good.
So, like, every morning, just about, we had breakfast reservations where characters would come around to our tables. So,
man, I wish Shipwreck was my dad.
You did a character breakfast every morning?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of characters.
It was a lot of characters.
Did you eat dinner in the park?
We ate dinner one night in Cinderella's Castle.
Mm-hmm. I did the breakfast in Cinderella's Castle, okay. But I'm sure it's a similar experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't cheap. It's not a Disney trip. It's not a cheap trip.
I was gonna say. I know you.
But
got
it's not.
A new...
It's not like crazy expensive. When we got back, it was like, oh, okay, we spent what we planned to.
Right.
I was gonna say, what cost more, the Disney trip or the new car?
Oh, the new car cost more. That was a surprise. When I was at Disney, I got a notification that my new car had arrived and was ready for me to pick up. So I got the new Subaru Ascent.
Oh, nice. That's what it is. In his, okay, because my wife kept asking me, what kind of car is that?
It's an Ascent. I told you, honey, it's an Ascent.
It's an Ascent. Now get out of my way, you harpy.
So I saw the moonroof. It's pretty impressive.
It's a big moonroof.
It's a big moon.
Yeah. No, it's the Ascent is new this year. So it's basically a beefed up Outback with a third row of seats.
Ah, okay.
I like it. It's got that, Apple CarPlay. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I don't know what that is. Is it like Apple Play?
Now, hold on. Is this a real Apple CarPlay or is it Subaru's custom implementation?
No, it's Apple CarPlay.
It's actual Apple CarPlay.
It's got all kinds. Like, there's too many different services that you can use to play your music, basically. Like, Subaru has their own Starlink, is what it's called. The logo looks almost identical to that Ubisoft Toys to Life game that's coming out.
Yes.
And that's like their whole navigation package and roadside assistance and all that type of stuff. And then you also, like, it's got Sirius XM and, I don't know, all the Spotify's and the Pandora's and all that stuff as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, can you use Waze on your navigation if you don't use the CarPlay?
I don't use Waze, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So I guess it doesn't matter then.
Apparently, Google Maps is coming to CarPlay.
That's exciting. Right now, the way we have it set up, so it's like it's such a weird hack in order to get Waze to work, because that's what we're just used to and comfortable with.
I'm uncomfortable with Waze.
Huh? You're uncomfortable with Waze?
I'm decidedly uncomfortable. Whenever we try to use it, I can't find where the things are, and I freak out. And I say, put on Google Maps. I'm going to get lost with Waze.
Interesting. I had to use Waze the other day because the road that I take home from my parents was closed. I'm like, how do you close a highway?
I guess Waze is better at that than Google Maps.
Yeah. So it was like, all right, the highway you want to take is close. You got to go this way. And it took us a really long time to go from my parents' house to my house. But
any other highlights from Disney that we should know about, Chip?
Yeah, anything you ate that was amazing? I like to know about Disney food is amazing.
It's all good. There was only one meal that we thought wasn't great, but all the other stuff was good. We had at the Polynesian for breakfast one day with Lilo and Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's family style.
Ah.
And that was pretty amazing. Like all of the just stuff in a big bowl.
I'm trying to think. I think I had the dinner at the Polynesian without the characters. And
was there
also
a big bowl?
It was also family style. And they did teriyaki chicken wings that I still remember.
In a bowl?
So. In a big bowl.
See? This place is all about the bowls.
Yeah.
How was Colorado? Were there any bowls out there?
Was it Rocky Mountain?
There were bowls. There were bowls and bowls. It was a pretty interesting trip. I Miss TB does such a good job planning these little vacations that we go on.
How many character breakfasts?
No character breakfast. One breakfast where we overlooked the Garden of the Gods. Does that count? And there were bunnies and a bobcat.
Did you get them to sign an autograph and take a picture with them?
No, they just hung out. I took a picture of them, but no selfies. It was pretty interesting. So I knew that there's this whole altitude thing, but
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it, right? And
are you familiar with altitude, Chipwreck? I know you work with helicopters, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with the concept of altitude.
I'm talking about when a person who lives 30 feet above sea level goes to a place that's 6,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level, what happens to that person?
They start talking about sea levels.
They talk, exactly.
They never talk about sea levels unless this,
exactly.
this happens.
Let's put it this way. At one point, I Googled, why am I so thirsty? And Google auto-completed in Denver. The reason is because you're at that altitude, in case you're wondering.
I figured that's where you were going with
yeah,
this. You started with the punchline.
Yes. So Mrs. Chibi like plans
to get
trips.
To the other side. Have you heard about this chicken?
Mrs. Chibi plans these trips so well that I don't really like do any research into them. I just show up, sort of. It's like Shipwreck in E3. He plans everything so well, just tells me where to go, and everybody has a good time. So I didn't really do any research on it, and you know, we're in Denver and we're at the awesome Denver Art Museum. And I'm very tired all of a sudden. And I don't realize why, because I haven't done anything. It was just a quick flight over and just not really walking that far. It's very hot outside, but we're indoors and it's air conditioned. By the way, when you're closer, like a mile or two closer to the sun, you feel that in the heat. My Apple Watch, you know how it tells you how many exercise minutes you get based on your heart rate? I was getting those exercise minutes basically doing nothing, just walking 10 minutes. It was pretty weird. And I was constantly thirsty, like nonstop, just drinking water. It was a little uncomfortable, actually. I don't know if it would have been better if I was more prepared or less prepared.
So how would you have prepared?
Yeah. Did you like the trip? Was it worth going?
Yeah, no, it was really, it's really interesting. So we spent one night in Denver, which is like a very hot city in the summer and dusty.
Orlando as well. It's pretty hot.
But humid though.
Orlando is pretty humid.
Yeah, so humid. And so you're not like constantly looking for water at all times.
I was doing that as well, but yeah.
So you can't get used to the altitude and the heat in a few days. It takes weeks. But besides that, I mean, there's like a lot of amazing things to look at. You can't really like, we weren't going to go hiking or anything because it was so incredibly hot and get tired in 2 seconds. But we did a little bit of like nature exploring. We rented a convertible and we did this nighttime drive through the Garden of the Gods, which was pretty amazing. Garden of the Gods is like these stone formations. So that part was pretty cool. And what else did we do? We went to Aspen for two nights.
Did you go skiing in yes. July?
They
July
are actually,
skiing?
We actually saw a guy on like roller skis and he was going down the street. And, you know, it was like a mountain, not a street. Street mountain.
I understand.
And we drove, you know, at some point, you know, we're driving, we you know, rented a car and drove from location to location. You have to do this super high and narrow road where the road's like 12,000 feet up. There's no guardrails at many parts of the drive. And you're literally 10,000 feet up or so. You go over, it's over. Like that car is not hitting the bottom for a while. And it's pretty scary. Like Mrs. Chiefy was very scared. And I was trying to ask her to take pictures because it's like, it's actually, you know, the first Forza Horizon game took place in Colorado, or maybe a fictional version. No, I guess it was Colorado. I'm sure they didn't model every road, but whatever. You can see why. Like the roads are winding and you can see them stretch off into the distance. So I'm trying to get Mrs. Chibi to take pictures and she can't even look out the window, because when you look out the window and you just look down, it's just all you see is, wow, this car could just go off any time and I'm not controlling it. So we didn't get any pictures of that. But it is pretty incredible. So I would recommend, Colorado. 7.5, I would say.
Cool.
Great. Go back to Apple CarPlay for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does your Apple CarPlay show?
He doesn't have Apple CarPlay. He has the Ford custom.
No,
version.
I have Apple CarPlay also. It has both.
It has both.
It has Sync 3 and Apple CarPlay.
Okay, got it. Got it.
So
sorry.
The Apple CarPlay, you have to. Does yours do it wirelessly or USB?
USB.
Yeah, mine has to do it USB as well. I guess there's only some cars that do it wirelessly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it does work wirelessly. Again, it's not my car, so I don't know. I've only used it wired, so I'm going to say it's only wired because I don't
probably
know the answer.
Is that a big deal that it's you have to plug a cable in?
Nope, not for me.
Yeah,
it was a little bit disappointing, I would say.
Oh,
because I can play music through Bluetooth and whatever as
Dude,
well.
Good, it's a Subaru. You're getting a good value. It has cool. It has a lot of good tech in it. My dad has one. I know that they're good that way. So you're not going to get everything.
No, not everything. But I hope they update it to where there's album artwork when you're using Apple CarPlay.
Oh, you don't even get that? That they must have. Wombat, do they have that on yours?
What?
Album artwork?
It does, but it doesn't.
It's like in the background, grayed out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. That's not what I want.
Same here. Okay, so yours is the same as mine. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. And it's funny because when I play, like I'll do, because I use the Spotify and I like to listen to, like I'll plug it in and do the daily mix. And my kids use it enough where there's pretty much a mix for everybody. And we try to figure out what it's going to be because sometimes before it loads up and it's like a game because it's grayed out and a little blurry.
Huh. Maybe you have it in game mode. Did you think about that?
I have
it
no
probably
idea.
Defaults to game mode. That's what I'm thinking.
Especially with my son's playlist is all show tunes and random show tunes. It doesn't always say the name of the show, so you have to kind of figure it out.
Like Broadway show tunes?
Yeah, he likes his show tunes.
Like what shows?
He likes, you know what he really likes? He really likes the SpongeBob.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, he likes SpongeBob. He really likes Aladdin. He really likes Seuss.
No, these make more sense than what I was thinking. I was thinking like Cats and Phantom of the Opera.
No, it's not Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it's not Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's more, you know,
The boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. He's not listening to. I guess he would. He probably would listen to Hamilton. I guess if we put it on, but that's not what he's listening to. It's usually Seussical, SpongeBob. Or right now, Aladdin, he's listening to a lot because that's just on in the house a lot. Because that's what Sabrina's doing for her musical right now for theater camp. Theater camp.
Nice.
Which I think we talked about that last week.
Yes,
we
did.
Remember. Yes.
I'm excited. So. I can't wait to hear about the show.
Yes, I will have lots of pictures, I'm sure.
All right. I think we're ready for show feedback.
All right. really? Only 20 minutes in?
I guess.
You guys had a lot of stuff going on. I have nothing going on. I'm very lame. Pack Duck has to say, do you guys know which day you'll be doing the live CAGcast episode from Long Island Retro, Saturday or Sunday? I figured I'd ask you, Cheapy, and put this on here.
It's fun day.
Is it Sunday?
Fun day.
Okay. You don't know.
London.
We know. Yeah,
okay. Sunday. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday?
Yeah.
All right. If you say it's Sunday.
I believe that there's another event that they asked us to attend that at night. And I don't know what day that is. My guess is Saturday night. I can find out, though.
Please do.
They asked us to come.
Okay. Did they ask my 4-year-old to come as well?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's a family event. You know,
I still may leave my kids at home.
I'm not allowed. He'll want to go.
We'll leave our kids at Wombat's.
Perfect.
I could get a babysitter. If you guys really wanted to do that, I would get a babysitter.
Ty's going to want to go to fucking Long Island Retro.
Yeah, and mine is too.
We'll figure it out. Kids. Well, my kids want to go too.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Kids. I think it's kid friendly.
All right, we'll find out.
When the kids start breaking everything.
Yep.
Hey, look, you own a Pong machine now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's some show feedback. There's more show feedback, even.
Snatcher 33 had to say, great CAGcast as usual. I have been a member on CAG since 2003 and just started listening to the CAGcast in the past few years. I notice you guys still do a podcast when Shipwreck or Wombat can't make it, but has there ever been an episode where Cheapy hasn't made it and it was just Wombat and Shipwreck? I love Cheapy, but next time Cheapy's on vacation, you guys should give that a try. I would like to hear what it would sound like with just Batshit Productions.
Sounds horrible.
Well, no. Back in the old CAG foreplay days, we used to do it. And we've done
a CAG cast with just the two of us as well.
Sure. Yes. But now this is like a really first world problem and a very good problem to have. Back then, we would take, you know, days off all the time, weeks off rather, all the time. Now, like, we have sponsor commitments that they plan them like 6 months, a year in advance. So we're all, you know, we're booked basically. So it's not like these things aren't really planned. So it's more like a chance to have a little time off, I think. Also, I mean, I'm happy to edit a show with just Wombat and Shipwreck again or anytime. But if I'm away on vacation, like, I'm not going to do it while I'm on vacation. And if they're going to wait for me to just get back, might as well just wait for me to be on the show. Does that make any sense?
Sure. I think the last one we did, I edited and published somehow as well. But that's been years now. I don't remember how to do this.
I have it down so quickly, the publishing part, the production part, that it would be just a waste of somebody else's time.
I bet Wombat could do it quicker.
It would be a
the
waste
first
of-
year of the show I did it.
Year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Year. It was like the first year. I mean, it was 13 years ago, but it was
I would say it was probably like four episodes.
Fine. The first four episodes. No,
it's only the ones that you did in when I was in New York.
In the studio, yeah.
It's very few because I moved to Japan very soon after that.
Well, fine. I'm sure someone could look it up.
Anyway, it's not a contest. The point is, I have the process down so quickly. To have these guys do it would be a waste of their time.
I agree. Waste of my time. Keep GP working.
Yes, exactly. You know what's not a waste of our time? Watch this, bitches. Because we've been wasting our... Actually, it is a waste of fucking time. Wasted a lot of time watching this nonsense.
What are you watching?
We rented this movie called The Endless, which just came out. It's like an indie film. One of these fantasy with a taste of like science fiction. This one revolves around a cult and some like mysterious shit that's happening at this cult. And these two brothers escape the cult.
So you're saying this cult isn't like a friendly, feel-good cult?
No, it sort of is, actually. But there's something weird going on that's like in the area that you're trying to figure out what's going on. It's got like a very good, you know, like 97% or something on Rotten Tomatoes, which is why we decided to check it out. And it was pretty well done for any movie, but like especially for like an indie movie. I wouldn't say that I loved it, but if you... I don't know. Maybe you would not. You guys wouldn't like it. You too.
Perfect.
So things that I think you would like, you're not going to watch them anyway. So I've given up on you two. I'm only talking to the audience now.
How far along are you on Luke Cage?
Luke Cage. I like Luke Cage a lot now because I don't know. I can't take Luke Cage too seriously, and I guess I shouldn't because after all, it is a comic based on a comic. But this whole thing with the gangs, and you have like the Jamaican gang. Who's that guy supposed to be? Is he supposed to be a guy from the comics, the main like?
Well, this is the kind of interesting thing about Luke Cage. And honestly, I'd never read that many early 70s Luke Cage comics until I got Marvel Unlimited. Mm-hmm. But they're almost everyone on that show is a comic book character. Pretty much everybody.
Why would you make up new characters?
Right.
There's two Bushmasters actually in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, is this Bushmaster?
That's Bushmaster.
He's a Jamaican guy, Bushmaster?
Yeah. Yeah, always has been.
I don't know. I feel like... I like that. I love the name Bushmaster, for sure.
Did he give himself that name, or did somebody else give him that name?
They actually explain it in the show.
Do?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've only seen maybe 3 episodes or so. Do they explain? I don't think they've ever said Bushmaster.
They
the
call
show.
Me the Bushmaster.
What's your family name?
Reginald.
Bushmaster.
Larry Johnson.
Everybody. I mean, Cockroach is a character. Piranha Jones is a character. Black Mariah is a character. Shades, Comanche. These are all characters from the Luke Cage universe, which is surprisingly robust. Mm-hmm. As far as actual characters go. And I think that's kind of why the Luke Cage series might work a little bit better than, say, the Jessica Jones show, which doesn't quite have that sort of supporting cast.
Right.
So even the Punisher doesn't have that robust a supporting cast.
I just find the whole Jamaican gang thing just kind of silly. Like, I don't know. I downloaded like one of those reggae horn apps. Because I just fire off the horn when those guys start going at it, because it makes it a lot more fun.
There's some good fight scenes in this season, in that season of Luke Cage. Luke Cage punches a lot of people.
Doesn't that make that so much better? Imagine like the reggae guys are talking and the music is playing. I mean, the Jamaican guys are talking and the reggae is playing. That wouldn't annoy your wife at all, would it? If you fire off a few of those.
She barely watched that show with me anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's too violent for her. She does like looking at Mike Coulter, though.
I've got the perfect volume down on my reggae horn so that when I fire them off, Mrs. Chivi's not quite sure if it's going off, or just in her mind it's going off because she's heard it so many times, which is exactly where you want to be.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
Don't tell anybody. Wait, set it up.
Yeah, I watched that yesterday with my wife. It's a good date movie.
Wow.
It's on the Netflix. It's the Netflix romantic comedy. It's basically a Hallmark romantic comedy, but with...
Oh, with Lucy Liu.
Yeah, Lucy Liu and Taye Diggs and the dude who plays the astronaut in Hidden Figures.
Wow, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And Zoe Deutsch Leah Thompson's daughter as the girl. The girl. So, yeah. It's cute. It's a cute movie. I don't know. Nothing. You know what's going to happen from the minute the credits roll, probably before that. I enjoy it. And Pete Davidson, who's now engaged to Ariana Grande, plays the gay roommate. And for some reason, he like announced, it's like his first line in the movie.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, I'm heading out tonight. All right. Don't forget, I'm gay. And I'm like, you don't have to like tell us.
They literally said that in the movie.
Yeah, he just says it. Like instead of like doing like having it like just be part of the movie where it just kind of comes across like, oh look at that, he's got a boyfriend, not a girlfriend. Oh, wow. he's gay. Oh, that's cute. No, instead it's and I'm gay.
Maybe there it's the a fourth wall type situation.
It's weird. Again, it's very cheesy. I'm assuming they did that on purpose. Like, they want that. Like, maybe it's ironic that it's so bad with certain exposition moments. Hmm. At least I'm choosing to believe that the use of saying exposition lines that no one would ever say is, you know, it's like, you know, like when she's talking to her best friend and the best friend's like, well, you know, just like you said when you were a kid, your dream was always to do this thing because we're best friends and I know everything about you. I'm like, we get it, exposition lady.
I'm surprised that it seems very well reviewed. Shipwreck's probably going to watch it now.
He should watch it with his wife. Maybe he'll get
lucky. Yeah, I'll watch that one.
See, I knew he would watch that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I hate.
Somebody telling me that they're gay? I don't have to think about it.
That's hilarious.
There's literally, you don't have to think about everything. They tell you everything.
Perfect.
And it ends exactly the way you think it's going to end from the minute you see the title of the movie.
Yes.
It's a song and dance?
There is no song and dance.
Oh.
Yeah. But, oh, there is dancing. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Dancing right. Without any music?
No, there's you know, there's like a wedding or wherever they are, and there's
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Incredibles 2. Have you guys seen
that?
Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh, really?
I have not. My family saw it without me.
Oh, shit. No. Ty's at sleepaway camp, so we're waiting for him to come back.
I had to go to work, and everyone else saw it, and I got screwed. But we
Incredibles
are all going
2 is
to see...
really good.
Nice. I heard. I heard it's very long.
It seemed fine. It didn't feel long.
That's what she said.
Right. But no, it's a legitimate superhero movie. It's really good.
I'm sure I'll see it. I'll be seeing Ant-Man on Sunday, so.
How hot is Mrs. Incredible?
That's weird, right? That's a thing that people are talking about with this movie?
I'm only vaguely aware of it.
Yeah.
What is the problem?
Did you get the aforementioned direction from watching The Incredibles?
I did not. But I guess to everybody their own. I don't know. Like, she just looked like, I don't know, like a superhero.
She's got ass though, right?
I mean, she has curves because that's the way those characters are kind of drawn.
And she's elastic.
In the first one.
Right. But I mean, the first one was, what, 14 years ago or whatever now?
I guess it's just the improvements in the...
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of visual improvements and I don't know.
Well, maybe she's just harnessed her powers better so she can subtly change the shape of her body. So now she can just, you know, puff her ass out just a little, you know, just be extreme stretchy, right? Isn't that her power, stretchy?
Right. Yes.
She's stretchy.
She's
right?
Like Plastic Man lady.
Yeah. So she should be able to make her body pretty much look like anything she wants to a point.
Sure. It's her body. She can do what she wants with it.
Yeah, exactly. Her body, her choice.
Right. No, I don't know. I did not get turned on by The Incredibles 2.
Right.
But it is a very, very fun movie.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. I met Frozone at Disney World.
Nice. I didn't even watch any good movies on the plane because I wound up watching Million Dollar Listing and I'm all caught up on The Real World family reunion. So if you have any questions about the situation and or Ronnie, I can help you with that.
Made fun of what we watch. That's all I'm going to say.
How much
I watched Despicable Me 3 on the plane.
Oh. I like to see, you know, like when I'm on vacation, I don't have like regular TV. So I want to see what's happening on regular TV. And boy, there's a lot of commercials. It's pretty unbelievable. It's mostly commercials.
Bang Theory.
Were there commercials?
Oh, no. I feel like Big Bang Theory is on all the time.
Oh.
On normal TV.
Right. Nah, I stick with Real World. I know. Not Real World. Jersey Shore.
Are these shows still on?
You know, they had the original people back for like a 1 week thing.
Oh,
right, right before the situation is about to be sentenced for his tax evasion. So that's something.
Hmm.
All right, let's move on.
You know
on.
What else I'm is something?
What?
Harry's?
Yes.
Harry's is something.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, of course our listeners know all about Harry's. Harry's was founded by two guys who were just fed up with paying high prices for razor blades at the local drugstore. They had enough, so they got their own factory in Germany. It's made their own blades, and now they sell them on the internet to you for half the price. Wombat, tell me why you love Harry's in exactly 64 words.
Well, the other day, okay, I'm not counting to 64.
No, no.
Yeah, no, here's a true Harry story. True story of Harry's. I have one for every episode. So for the beach, we went to the beach, not this weekend, but the weekend before. No, yeah, it was this weekend. We went to
the
beach.
Is this the one with the talking crab?
No, there's no talking crab. Oh, okay. We don't go back in time with the pie for some reason.
Oh, okay.
And I decided to, because it gets, you know, when you're sitting out in the sun, I don't want my face to be covered in patchy hair because once you shave, then you look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do the full beard trim and the whole shaving, grooming thing. And let me tell you, we go to the beach. It was my whole family. My parents are there. And then out of the blue, my cousins shows up. My cousin's whole family shows up. And like, and the first thing she says to me is, your face looks great.
Now, wow. No one's, I don't think anyone's ever said that to me in my entire life.
Well, my cousin and I are very close. And it wow. was. She said, she goes, your face looks great. I said, thank waiting. You.
I'm going to keep waiting for someone to I'm say like, that to me.
I groomed, you know, well, the last time she saw me, I probably looked like more mountain man-ish.
Right.
So yeah, it was all like, you know, nice and trim and tight and good and clean neck.
Congratulations is the only thing I could really say, Wombat. Congratulations.
Well, don't congratulate me. Congratulate Harry's
right.
for making the best razor on the market.
Right. And they have a special offer for our listeners. You know, Harry stands by the quality of their blades, and they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/cag. That's harrys.com/cag. You'll get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, the weighted ergonomic handle, the five-blade razor, the rich lathering shave gel, and the travel blade cover. Wombat, apparently the word is out about the peppermint face wash because listeners are reporting that they are having a hard time tracking it down in stores now. They're calling it the CBD effect.
You should buy it online, harrys.com.
Yeah, so of course, listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support the show. How about some kinda read this, bitches? Okay. There's a question from at Great Mighty Daddy. He says, has Wombat listened to any of his DC Comic Humble Bundle audiobooks? He's working through Green Lantern Heroes Quest and enjoying it a good bit.
I'm still working my way through that Batman one. I forget what it's called already. My phone went nuts when I tried to look it up. So it's a Batman one.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that sounds good. Is it too late to buy that or?
No, I don't think so. It's called Dead White. That's what I'm listening to.
Mm. Sounds good.
And I have a Superman one loaded on there. What I need to like check because I want to find one that's more family friendly that I could play in the car when I have the kids in the car.
Right. There's got to be some. Green Lantern
I'm sure.
must be. Green Lantern
I'm sure.
Must be.
Yeah. I'm sure one of the 15, I'm sure at least one of them is good for the kids. So, But I figure it might be fun instead of listening to music all the time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Instead of show tunes.
How about some new releases, Ship?
Sure. I am browsing through the new releases trying to find something that I know anything about.
Are these right? Did I put these on? You put these on.
No, I put these on.
Okay, nice.
They're correct.
They made a Hotel Transylvania 3 game.
Oh, I've seen the ads. Every time you walk a corner in New York City, there's fucking ad for Hotel Transylvania 3.
They're giving away a Hotel Transylvania 3 Reds bobblehead at a game.
I'm going to have to see that in the theater next week.
I'm sorry.
The first
How are
one,
those movies?
My daughter, the first one is her favorite. Well, was her favorite movie for a long, when she was like a, you know, probably your daughter's age.
Okay.
That was her favorite movie was Hotel Transylvania. I don't think they liked Hotel Transylvania 2 nearly as much. In fact, I don't think they really liked it that much at all. But yet, because of the nostalgia factor that my 10-year-old has for Hotel Transylvania, we're going to have to go see Hotel Transylvania 3. The first one is pretty good, though. I'll give it that
one. That's fine.
Yeah. The first one's pretty good. Second one's kind of lame.
Stephen Witte of the Newark Star-Ledger says, even the animation is ugly.
Maybe I could talk them out of it. We're going to see Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No. That's the first one.
Oh, it's not bad. Adam Sandler, written by Robert Smigel. It's Jendy Tartovsky animation. It's got
James
some good...
Berardinelli says, not since Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein have the great Universal Monsters been subjected to such dismal treatment. Oh, wait till he sees that Tom Cruise
movie.
The Mummy. Wait till he sees Dr. Jekyll.
So,
great character.
Know. Well, we'll see how it goes.
I think the movie made like $1 billion.
Yeah. again, my daughter loved it. My son likes it too. Probably not as much as Sabrina liked it originally. But yeah.
Well, what else do we have in new releases besides? So
there's a game for, about that movie that yes. I'm going to go see.
Lego Marvel Superheroes, I see.
I own that season pass, so I guess I have that DLC to check out.
Oh, it's the DLC.
The Ant-Man and the Wasp DLC.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Hotel Transylvania 3 gets its own game, and Ant-Man and the Wasp gets some DLC.
That makes
Lego
a lot of
DLC.
Sense.
It's not even like an Ant-Man.
It's
like,
$3 DLC.
Yep.
Is it just... You can play as Ant-Man and the Wasp now?
Yes, yes.
No, there's usually like a very short level.
For $3?
Yeah, you get like a really short level and some characters. You know, like 45 minutes of playing the game.
That's fine.
At most. That's me being generous. Maybe. All right,
what else
minutes.
We got?
Bunch of stuff for the Switch. What is all this junk? Wow. Johnny Turbo's Arcade, Two Crude Dudes.
What the hell is that?
It's a classic.
Never heard of that. Two Crude Dudes?
Yes.
I mean, I lived at arcades. How do I not?
Two Crude Dudes.
Oh, it's a little past my time, maybe.
Oh, okay. Wasn't it like a Bad Dudes type thing?
1991.
I mean, it's a side-scrolling punchy game, isn't it?
Right, like Bad... I think it was supposed to be like Data East take on Bad Dudes, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It was on Mega Drive, too.
Mm-hmm. The Neo Geo game this week is Samurai Showdown 5.
Mm.
Is that your favorite Samurai Showdown?
Isn't that the one we played?
That's the one that has the samurai in it?
Yes. Didn't we play one on the Neo Geo at E3?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that one? I think it was that one.
It's
because that's my favorite.
Right, right. I like Samurai Showdown games. Do not ask me which one I am playing when I'm playing one of them.
Right, just push all the buttons.
I do not know.
Just push all the buttons and knock the sword out of the other guy's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then you win. What else?
Oh, so many games that I don't
know.
Want to talk
I
about.
Can't even talk about what I'm playing because it's still under embargo.
Ooh,
NASCAR Heat.
No, I would talk about it, but I don't want to cause trouble. There's no reason to make a tempest in a teapot.
Oh, Halo 500.
No, that was a good, clever joke that someone's going to get next.
Oh, tempest in a teapot. You're playing the new teapot game.
I'm playing the new teapot game.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Teapot 1000. All right, what else we got?
That's about it, unless you see anything here.
That's it. There's
this
not
list
much.
Is like three pages long.
It is three pages long.
Welcome to July.
Oh, because it's all this garbage on Switch. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kill the Bad Guy. You're probably a fantastic game. I didn't mean to disparage you. Paddo Box?
How could you even tell?
What?
What these games are on the Switch. Like,
well, there's a question actually from McKag. It's this is from at Camart Cam Martin. That's like three M's in there. It's not me reading it wrong. What's going on with the Switch eShop? Could it hurt the console having so many quote bad end quote indie games?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah. It just
That's what happened
up.
To the NES. It happened to the Wii. The Wii.
The Wii. Wee, Vincent.
What is Squid's Odyssey? What is Super Rock Blasters?
Squid's Odyssey, I actually know what that one is. That one looks okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Super Rock Blasters?
What is Pato Box?
Pato, that sounds like some diet.
Never Out?
That's a
Muddle Dash?
Ultra Space Battle Brawl?
I'm done. I don't even want to talk about these anymore.
Some of these could be good. It's just so hard
to
tell.
It might be. It's flooded on the console. They don't come out. They may be out on other consoles. I don't even know. I mean, the PS4 isn't much better, to be honest. Like, you know, there's a lot of junk on there, too. But
look at their releases this week.
I know. Like, I feel like maybe those don't, because I think all these games on the Switch came out on those consoles like months ago, right?
Maybe.
Isn't that what it is?
It's possible.
Or on Steam. Yeah. A lot of these. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. What else?
That's it.
Okay.
Penguin Hop for the 3DS.
I believe you. I believe you. All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. Do you want to talk about Overwatch?
I mean, there is that hamster. We didn't get to talk about that. Remember?
Oh,
last
yeah.
week? I actually made the joke. What'd they do? Announce a new character? And he said, no, that would be real news. And then the next day, they announced the character.
Yep. That was, you did that, Wombat.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yep. Hammond, the hamster, I guess. It's going to be fun. They make the characters fun. I fucking play that game every day still. And right before I go to bed, I get my half hour in or so. Getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the players has really gone down. So I do pretty well most of the time.
That's very funny.
Congrats.
I was going to say, I do the same thing with Injustice 2 still. So
Never heard of it. I've never heard you talk about that game.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't say a word about you playing Overwatch every day.
All right. I know that Wombat's been playing a little more Jurassic World Evolved, and I've continued to have played that game. So what are you on the second island now?
I'm on the second island. I have a lot of herbivores on one side, and I have I have a couple of carnivores on the other side, because herbivores are a lot easier to manage. Except my Ankylosaurus was lonely. Yeah. I didn't have two because I'm stupid. And he butted his head right out.
Yeah, he's out.
And got loose and killed a dude.
Yeah, that's bad, because then you got to pay the legal fees. And you can go out of business.
That was
that
like
way.
A whole thing.
It's fun. How you
so I got... I,
go on.
Yeah, I was able to tranquilize him and get him back at the pen and fix the fence. I even had like the heavy steel fence on there. I don't know how he got out, but still.
They get out. They always get out. Have you tried the electric fences? They still get out. It does. It's just part of the
game. Yeah,
it's part of the gameplay loop. It's going to happen. It's just part of the game.
I was going to say, even with the electric fence is such a pain though, because you have to like wire the whole thing. So.
Whatever. Yeah, once you get to the third island and you start being a big baller, then you'll have the electric fences and you get,
I have an electric fence. I have the ability to build it. You just have to put like the, a power plant close enough by it to power
it. Yeah, you do. Power that shit up, baby.
Yeah, and that's where it gets to be sort of annoying and whatever. But anyway, I like it a lot. I'm building all sorts of stuff and researching my dinosaurs and getting them out there. Oh, there was that one... one of the missions I was to take a picture of two dinosaurs having a fight.
Uh-huh.
Which meant really, release an herbivore into I released a triceratops into my carnivore area.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
So, and I did, and I got to watch the fight. And Elliot was with me, and when the carnivores ate the triceratops, he started crying.
Oh.
I'm like, it's just that's what they wanted me to do, buddy. I can't help it. That was the game. That was the mission.
No, you're supposed to come in and tranquilize both of the dinosaurs once after you get the photo.
It was a little late for that.
Yeah, you didn't know. That game, the interesting thing about that game, and I think it's what makes it fun and funny, is that it just sort of throws you into it. It doesn't tell you. Like, it doesn't, for example, it doesn't tell you, hey, you can't really have the herbivores and the carnivores in the same fenced-in area because it's going to be a big problem.
No, and I totally made that mistake.
Of course, because you're just playing the game. You're just figuring, you're trying to figure it out as you go. And I think it wants you to do that because it's funny. When you fuck up, it's funny.
Yeah, or my mission was, grow a velociraptor. I got that mission. And I grew the velociraptor and I let it go into the cage, and it's so expensive. It was literally the only thing I could do was make one velociraptor and release it, because it was the first mission they gave me on the second island.
Yeah.
So I do that, and I didn't realize velociraptors need to be in packs, which I mean, in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, of course they do. And the enclosure on the second island, the default, is just too small. So I had tons of people wanting to see the raptor, but it was lonely and claustrophobic. So it busted right out of there.
Right.
And killed like a dozen people. Like,
did you take pictures?
I didn't take pictures.
It's fun when you get money for the pictures.
I had to reset the whole island.
Yeah. I've had that happen.
Because I had no money left. Now my island is chugging along. I'm making like, you know, 200 grand a minute.
Yep.
And I'm doing whatever I want, researching and building and, you know, put it in a hotel. That's when that's when you're a baller, when you put it in the hotel.
Yep. Do you think Elliot would have cried if he saw your lonely raptor being sad and then eating the people? Or do you think he wouldn't care about the people getting eaten?
Well, now he really wants to watch Jurassic Park, the first one, because it's on Netflix.
It's scary.
He likes scary a lot, so I'm sort of on the fence. I don't know if I would let his sister watch it, but I might let him watch it. Not that I wouldn't let her watch it, but I don't think she would handle it as well.
There's a question about Jurassic World Evolved from Aaron Gronke. He says, what's your Jurassic World Evolution recommended buying price? It looks like fun, but I'm hesitant on spending full price on it.
Like 20, 20 to 30 at the most.
Yeah, I would say for sure. Like I said last week, it's the park sim game for people who don't want to really learn a full park sim game, and for people who like Jurassic Park and would get a kick out of, you know, growing dinosaurs and listening to the Jurassic Park music and hearing Jeff Goldblum revisit his role as Dr. Ian Malcolm. It's for $30 for sure. If that sounds appealing to you, it likely will be a good value. But if you're looking for the full hardcore park sim, you're better off with, like, maybe what's that roller coaster? Shit.
Planet Coaster.
Planet Coaster.
Which I think is made by the same people.
Oh, really?
Frontier?
I think so.
Yeah.
Frontier, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a stripped down version.
But in a good way.
Because I'm not going to spend 100 hours playing a part, which is fine if you like that. But I'm good for like 20 hours. Like, that would be fine for me.
I've easily put 10 hours into this game already. So, have you built the monorail yet?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the point is of building a monorail.
I will explain it to you. I have a lot of answers about this game. When you check your stars for your park, rating, it'll give you percentages of what people think about your various services, like your food and transportation. So that's your transportation. So if you have to build a monorail,
it's like, I don't know, what do I just make a dumb circle and call it a day?
Yes, but only if your transportation rating is low.
It's like 40%. So I need to build a monorail.
But you'll see, like, once you start unlocking the higher islands, the challenges, like on the third island, you have to just, there's a park that's already built, but you're taking it over with no money. So you have to like break down some buildings and get money back and start the park up with that money. So, you know, you don't have to invest that much in the park you have now, I guess. Unless that's something you need to accomplish to unlock the next island.
I have a couple of restaurants people are eating.
Anyway, it's fun. Jurassic World Evolved. I wanted to play it today, but I ran out of time.
I charged $30 for t-shirts.
That seems reasonable.
The idiots buy them. I'm not going to stop them.
They also get
beaten up by dinosaurs. Like, what is that, an ankylosaurus?
and they come back. It's so close,
I could touch it. Idiot.
As long as it's only one or two people that get eaten, the people seem to come back.
It was an ankylosaurus, so they didn't even get eaten. They got bludgeoned.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter much with the lawsuits. No. A lot of people wrote in at Fendozer and Riddler Design. They want to hear about the Dreamcade chip.
Yeah, that came when I was at Disney as well.
This is the official release model now?
This is the official, yes, release model. They sent out 10% of them, and the other ones are on the boat still on the way from China.
Okay.
So far, I haven't had a ton of time to play with it so far, but the The case and everything on it is nice. It's just a little black case.
Okay.
I hooked it up. I did some Windows 10 updates. I did some Dreamcade replay updates. And I've like used their game search tool, which just goes on to Google. I mean, it's, we talked about this previously, and you've seen it, Cheapy, the original version of it, which was, it didn't have a great interface, but it worked.
Sure.
So now they've kind of thrown like a retro style interface on top of it and made it even easier to go just get all the ROMs that are out there on
floating around.
Yeah. Floating around out there. So that's real easy. I played some NBA Jam on the MAME version of it, the arcade version. And that played well, and that's about all I've done with it so far. But I'm happy.
Try RoboCop next.
Okay, I'll try the arcade version of RoboCop.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try that one next. But I'm just using a Xbox 360 controller with it currently.
There's no button that you can push that just downloads every game, right?
I mean, you could go in and add your own in the background.
The problem is, I know you can just go on like BitTorrent and download like a huge collection of ROMs, but a lot of them are so huge, they're too huge. Someone needs to go in and curate them so that there'll be like 10 versions of Donkey Kong. Like, I don't fucking need 10 versions of the arcade Donkey Kong. Just give me the, you know, two could be fine probably, or one.
Yeah, just give
me
the one, the normal one, and then the one where Mario's naked.
Right. So that's what I'm looking for, because that's my first world problem. So far, it sounds like you need a little more time with the Dream.
Yeah, I need more time with it, but so far, so good.
So far, so good.
I think,
okay.
What was it, $100 that I got it for?
Yeah, I guess. You tell me.
Seems pretty good.
Right, good.
At the end of the day, even if you didn't want to use it as a Dreamcade replay, it's still a pretty cheap Windows 10 mini PC.
Yeah, $100 is, no one's going to cry about not getting all their value out of a $100 piece of electronics.
But I like it so far. It's hard for me to just give an all-out recommendation just because I haven't played with it enough yet. And like the emulators, it's, since I have all the systems like and all the like hooked up and modified and outputting and 1080p and all that stuff, it's like that looks better than what emulators are capable of.
Okay, good. Like
the original hardware and the original games and everything. But for something that I can just hook up and play arcade games mainly is what I would be interested in. This is pretty good.
Sweet. Some other things here in Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. At DJ GZ wants us to talk about Google's possible entry into gaming, aka Project Yeti.
Yeah, when we know something about it, I guess then we can talk about it.
Well, it's supposed to be like a streaming service, streaming cloud service, where all the games are being played on somebody else's, on their computer.
I don't know how I feel about streaming game
services. I know how you feel about it.
Yeah, you don't
I
like
know
it.
How I feel about it. Yeah. I like Game Pass because I can download games. I downloaded a whole bunch of games recently, like the, what game? The Zombie Army Trilogy game? The game's weird.
What the fuck is that?
It's a game that you could download if you have Game Pass. So just download it. Came out this week.
No, I'm going to keep playing Overwatch.
And this other cute little family game where you play as like these legless people that float around and hit people with swords. That one's cute too. But I can't think of the name of it right now to save my life because I'm getting old and forgetful.
Overwatch.
Not Overwatch.
So this Google thing is... NVIDIA already is doing this. They have a service already in operation called, what is that thing called? GeForce Now, yeah. I guess at some point, I mean, I know like in America, the internet infrastructure is actually quite bad. So while in major cities, you can get good high-speed access, in the middle of the country,
not without even with good access in the era of no more net neutrality and
who knows
Comcast already throttling people, it's don't get a streaming anything.
I think these companies are looking towards the future. They're laying the groundwork now, but the reality is only a select few customers could actually use the service reliably. But they're counting on, you know, broadband being more broad later, I guess. Nintendo, we answered that question. I didn't know. Ad Henley Merrill writes in and asks if Nintendo really needs a new 3DS. Have they announced a new 3DS or something?
They have one. It's called the Switch.
They announced some new versions, right?
I mean, that sounds like something they would do and something I would expect them to do. So
right. Minecraft and I forget what the other two games.
That's a good idea.
It's like three versions that had just skins on them, basically.
But it's the same 3DS.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo's got the manufacturing on these down to very little.
And people collect them.
People collect them, exactly. We've talked about this a lot, actually.
That's fine. It's that's
people
not
out
a
there
new,
with like
yeah.
20 DS, 3DSs. But yes, the Switch is the new 3DS, of course.
Kind of, though. Like, the Switch still isn't cheap enough to replace the 3DS.
No. No, there's no reason to stop doing this. I mean, hell yeah, make a 3DS Minecraft box. Makes a lot of sense. Microsoft, a question from @Lucient2K2. He said, the Xbox One X seemed like a big deal for Microsoft. Are they already coming with another console?
Soon, probably in like 2 years or three at the most.
I think with the One X, Microsoft wanted you to think it was a big deal, and they wanted you to think that they're invested in the Xbox, which they are. That was a way of getting that message across. Like, look, we're going to build what's basically, as Shipwreck has said, an artisanal console.
I have one now.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I got one on Friday. I got it.
How did that happen?
Long story long. We had a very busy June at work, and I did a lot of extra work outside of the realm of the norm. And as a thank you, they gave me an Xbox One because they know I like video games.
An Xbox One X.
Yes, an Xbox One X. Like this is we thought you would appreciate this.
And so have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I have it hooked up.
Have you tried Ghost Recon?
I have not tried fucking it.
No, have you tried Ghost Recon?
I have not. I guess I should check that out. I don't have a 4K TV.
I think you would still
see it.
See a nice improvement in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I have my 1X hooked up to my projector, my 1080p projector. So
I'll have to check that out and see if I can see.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's like a way you can filter which games are Xbox One X enhanced in your My Games and Apps thingy-ma-bob.
I need to do that. I need to do a little more deep diving maybe tomorrow, check it all out. I've only had it for a week.
Oh, for a week? You should have fucked it already.
Exactly. Now the old Xbox One is in my daughter's room.
What? That's crazy.
And
she's going to be a video game junkie.
She wants live. And I'm like, you don't need your... No. No. You don't need that yet.
Dude, I'm getting texts from Ty's friends because they all got... I didn't realize. Like, I don't really... You know, I talked to some of the other parents at school. But I guess all the kids got phones after fifth grade graduation. I did not get the memo that you were supposed to hand over the phone as soon as they graduate fifth grade. So all of a sudden I'm getting texts, like group texts from fifth graders. And then like they figure out before I even say anything that this is, you know, Ty's dad's phone and like I'm kicked out of the conversation. But now I'm investigating this whole thing. But it seems like the providers, the phone providers like Verizon and AT&T, at least Verizon, has very good parental control. So you can just say like, hey, during school hours, this phone does nothing except you could call your parents with it.
I have all sorts of controls set up on my kids' tablets.
Yeah. So it seems like, and it's also, they're supposed to be built into iOS 12. But, you know, the phone providers charge for these services, like $10 a month or some shit like that.
Well, for phone service, for cell service? Yeah.
No, they're charging for the family filters.
Oh, like these, yeah, no.
Like,
no.
There's like an app.
I just have everything scheduled, you know, lots of weird scheduling stuff. Everything gets shut off automatically at 8:30.
But not on iOS, though, right?
Yeah. Well,
you can do that.
The iPads do. Well, it's all done through the. It's done. It's not done through the. You know why? Because you said Verizon, which is why I was thinking that. Because that's the Wi-Fi in the house. I have it all done through the router.
Ah, okay. So you shut the router down.
Yeah, I shut it down for.
No, but this, what you could do is, like, if the kid has a phone, you could say, "Hey, it's only going to be a phone from 8 a.m." Like, literally, you can only make calls to your parents from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah,
and then after school, porn.
No.
So much porn after school.
And from 8:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. on school nights, the internet for every child-owned device goes off.
Right. So. I'm saying you can drill down, like, specifically, like, okay. No game apps, no... Anyway.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Where are we here?
We're up to the keg bag, actually.
The actual keg bag. The not
actual
like
keg
bag. Fake previous keg bags.
Well, you're a fake previous keg bag.
Okay, this question is for Shipwreck. At Data Release writes in and says, what game's failure to thrive has disappointed you the most? Or in other words, which game do you wish would have been better received than it ended up being? Mine is Laser League. I laughed when I read that. I laughed out loud for real, loud, super loudly when I read that question on Twitter. Shipwreck had a voodoo curse cast on Laser League because they disrespected him by not giving him all the instructions before they made him play lesser gamers, which defeated him.
Well, I think the issue they had there was. They're not going to be able to teach everybody how to play that game.
Yeah, that's a good point. The fact that you couldn't really teach somebody how to play that game in 5 minutes or less was a problem for the game, I think. Because don't you think that was one of the, like, it seemed to be one of the selling points of the game? Like, they were
that
trying to make
it. That game is also on Game Pass. Am I supposed to, should I check that out too?
No. It's not for you, dude.
You could try. I mean, maybe you could play it with your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you like to give them a seizure, you should play that game.
I want to play that cactus game with them. The game. The free
That's
game of the
Assault Cactus or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That game is very hard, so I look forward to hearing how you do with that game.
I got up to the third level before.
Unlike Laser League, which is easy.
Game's failure to thrive has disappointed me the most.
I would say Titanfall 2, especially with how long it took them to come out with their Horde mode, which is really good because that game is really good, but they did not have that ready at launch and have it kind of just be dead on arrival was kind of sad.
But that's not why it was. Wasn't it competing with, like, everything, and it was sort of destined to just.
Well, no, that was more like, I don't know. I mean, again, it's still a unique concept where
you liked it. You wanted it to,
and the robots, and I just, you know, I prefer to fight hordes, waves of lots of enemies.
No. Wombat, the question is, which game would you wish would have been better received?
It didn't take very long for there to just not to be that many people playing it. And it's a game that you needed to play with other people.
I see. I wanted to make sure you understood the question.
I understood the question, and okay. That game just didn't have the the community that it should have had.
Gotcha. Okay. Should I have had an answer to this question?
I didn't have an answer yet. Lawbreakers. Yeah. Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers. I didn't particularly care if Lawbreakers.
It was fun enough. I don't know. I was just trying to think of something, looking around my my game shelves here of something that I started playing and then it went away.
That Tribes game, the Tribes revival from Hi-Rez. I guess it was a little before its time. They should come back again with that. I feel like it's time. Don't you think? Like an updated trend? No, no one cares. All right. Forget it. I would be there. Me and Ben Gilbert. We'll totally be there. We're on board. At EJS asks, any updates on the website that you and Tyre John are working on? Feel like we haven't heard anything unrelated in a while. Yes, I apologize. We were supposed to have screenshots ready for E3, but that didn't happen. So I'm hoping that Tyre John can have something to show soon for everybody, because it sounds like he's been working on quite a lot. It's pretty ambitious. So I apologize, and hopefully soon. At Orangutrain, no one on the CanCast plays Sea of Thieves. I like how they have weekly updates and a video every week to keep the community informed on the direction of the game. Do you look at this as a good thing or a bad thing? This guy probably works for Sea of Thieves.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad thing.
How could it be bad?
It doesn't sound bad at all. I don't know if that game is... I don't know.
I don't think they've changed much. Like, they haven't changed the basic concept of the game where you're just... Doing fetch missions on a boat for cosmetics. I admit that the gameplay is fun. The base gameplay is fun. But I don't know. If I had a group to roll around with at the right time, then I would play it. I still have it installed. I'm not offended by it. I've had fun playing it. So, but I don't think they have. I mean, they are updating the community, but I don't think they've actually updated the game that much. Right. All right. Let's say goodnight to everybody and thank them for listening and remind them to follow us at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. We have a Instagram Game Deals account now, at CAG Deals on Instagram. And of course, you should go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your trial set offer, because it's awesome. And we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Oi, Wombat, this is Bushmaster from the hit TV show Netflix, Luke Cage, starring Bushmaster. I heard you be talking mad skunk about me name now. Don't you be making fun of me name now, Wombat. I come from a big bush down in Jamaica, home of the biggest bushes. Luke Cage is a big pussy. I Wombat you blood clot. Don't you know that I am Bushmaster? They call me Bushmaster because I have mastered all the bush. My weakness be a shaved vagina. Don't you know?
Wait a minute, what am I, Irish?